From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least one person was killed in a grenade attack at a rally for the new prime minister of Ethiopia. Addressing the nation on television shortly after the blast, the prime minister said the attack was, in his words, an attempt by forces who do not want to see Ethiopia united. Dr. Benayam Yenete said medical professionals already at the rally helped the wounded.
We had an emergency beds reserved, and everybody was on standby, including all the doctors, and they came from their home, actually. Some of them were also in the demonstration, and they came immediately, accompanying the patients.
Eritrea, which has long been at loggerheads with Ethiopia over a border dispute that the prime minister sought to resolve, condemned the incident, as did the European Union and the United States. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa survived an explosion. It happened at a rally in Bulawayo. The president said an explosion at the stadium where he was addressing a political rally was a cowardly act that would not prevent the country from holding free and peaceful elections next month. Mnangagwa came to power last November by ousting president and his mentor, Robert Mugabe. Five members of the U.S. Congress were allowed into a Florida shelter housing immigrant children. Elsewhere, thousands of children separated from their families, immigrant families being housed in shelters across the country. On Thursday, President Trump changed the family separation policy, telling federal agencies not to separate immigrant families after they illegally crossed into the country from Mexico. Many people, including lawmakers, have publicly expressed their displeasure with Mr. Trump's zero policy regarding separating children. This is VOA News. An Iraqi airstrike in eastern Syria has claimed the lives of 45 members of the Islamic State. Among those killed were the militant group's deputy war minister, one of its media emirs, the leader's personal courier, and the police chief. Iraq has launched several aerial attacks against IS in Syria since last year. Starting today, women in Saudi Arabia will have the right to drive, and they are experiencing something else that is new, buying a car. We get more now from AP's Ed Donahue.
A woman's only view used to be from the back seat in Saudi Arabia. Maram El Hazar is the manager of a Ford dealership in Riyadh.
They're trying the front seat, and they always ask about the things in the front. And this is, to be honest, it's new things for us.
Uzma Shohan is catching on very quickly to the people trying to sell her a car.
I'm a little bit scary about the people. Some naughty guys, you know.
The overwhelming majority of women in Saudi Arabia still don't have Saudi driver's licenses yet.
After 2 or 3 years, after 1 year, it become normal, inshallah.
Which means, God willing. I'm Ed Donahue.
At least five people, including a one-year-old child, have been killed in clashes between pro-government forces and opponents of President Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua. The Central American country has been robbed by violence since April as protesters maintain roadblocks and demanding President Daniel Ortega's ouster have been met by harsh crackdown. The extremist Pakistan Taliban has formally confirmed the death of its chief in last week's American drone strike in eastern Afghanistan and announced an appointment of a successor, the slain militant leader Mullah Fazlullah, and his four key commanders were traveling in a vehicle in the Afghan border province of Kunar on June 13th when missiles fired from an unmanned aircraft or drone hit them. Trump administration wants to reorganize a number of U.S. federal agencies. That story now from AP's Mike Gracia.
As part of its ongoing effort to trim the federal government, the Trump administration proposes merging the Education and Labor Departments and reorganizing a number of federal agencies. At a cabinet meeting, Budget Director Mick Mulvaney said the plan would be the largest reorganization of the federal government since President Franklin Roosevelt was in office. The proposed merger of the Education and Labor Departments would create a single Department of Education and the workforce, which would be known as DEW, D-E-W. The Education Department was created under President Jimmy Carter's administration. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on that story and all the hour's news, you can go to our website. Find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.